in a policy shift designed to help immigrant victims of crimes, the Biden administration has implemented new procedures for U visas. These changes will speed up the granting of temporary work permits while applicants wait for the full process to be completed, a process which could take up to 27 years for some immigrants. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The U visa program began in 2009. It was created by Congress to strengthen the law enforcement community's ability to prosecute cases of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and other crimes, while at the same time offering protection to immigrant victims. Almost from the outset, the limitation of 10,000 visas per year has undermined the program's effectiveness. One problem was that without employment authorization, many victims have lacked the day-to-day stability to assist law enforcement investigations and convictions. As a result, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services has decided to implement a new procedure known as a bona fide determination to evaluate the eligibility of applicants earlier in the U visa process. This modification will enable approved applicants to receive temporary work permits on an expedited basis during the waiting period for full review. These temporary work permits will be good for 4 years. At that time, applicants will have to reapply to continue receiving such benefits. Critics assert the changes will open the door to immigration fraud. I disagree. USCIS plans to carefully scrutinize applicants to ensure they do not pose risk to national security or public safety, and in fact, merit a favorable exercise of discretion. I have one caveat for immigrants thinking about seeking a U visa. Be cautious when selecting someone to help prepare your paperwork. As I have repeatedly pointed out on this show, fake experts often dangle work permits to entice immigrants to pay for services better left untouched. They have no qualms about pushing applicants who cannot meet the requirements of programs into applying for benefits for which they do not qualify. Frivolous applications can lead to disastrous consequences. The U visa changes are long overdue. My hat's off to the Biden administration, but a little more help would be even nicer. Given the waiting list of nearly 270,000 applicants, an adjustment to the annual total of grants allowable is another much-needed change for the program. It is unlikely, however, that Congress can be counted upon to engage in such a discussion on this issue. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.